So even though you, I guess you have that expectation that it could come back, what are you doing, or what's helping you, what's supporting you to get through it?
Well, I've got to say the public health system was really great. I was at the PA Hospital, Princess Alexandra, the doctors there, the nurses, I was expecting it to be a sort of, you know, socialized medicine hell, and it really wasn't. By and large, they always looked really, really busy, but, you know, they were always pleasant and patient and told me exactly what I needed to know. It was a bit weird for me because I was expecting, you go in sort of expecting doctors to be superheroes, to say, aha, this is what you have, this is your treatment. But they're just people, and they sort of feel their way through the symptoms because they don't really know what's going on inside of you. They've got to try and work it out. But yeah, once they had a good idea, it was, I got to say the treatment was great. I read an interesting news story while I was in the middle of my treatment, and this woman had a condition which was roughly similar to mine, and every bit of her treatment was the same as mine, except she went through the private system, and my treatment cost me about, you know, a few hundred dollars out of pocket for medication. Hers cost her $7,000. Wow. To go through the private system. So I came out of it thinking that public health is kind of amazing.
Well, that's good. Good, yeah, to know. So, but personally and emotionally, did you have people that supported you in your life?
Yeah, to a degree. I was able to talk the stuff out that needed to be talked out, I guess. Sorry, you kind of caught me off guard with that.
Are you good at that, or is that something you prefer to just get on with it? And
I guess I'm a kind of a get on with it person. I mean, I don't have any problems. I hope being here like this sort of demonstrates I don't have any problems talking about it. But after a certain point, you just sort of want to, like, you know, get on with the process of it. You know, there's no point in dwelling on the fact that you've got a bottle of chemo drugs dangling from your abdomen day after day. So
you've got a bit of a existential attitude to life then, I guess. Just,
I guess so. You know, my grandma on my dad's side was a life is hell kind of a lady. And I've got a little bit of that, but I don't think I'm quite that much.
Well, it's good to see that you're still able to laugh at yourself too.
Thank you. Everybody else does. I might as well join in.
So did your period of illness, I guess I want to know now, are you doing quite well today?
Yeah, so it's back to the watch and act kind of stage. I go in for regular appointments with my oncologist and my hematologist, and things like COVID are a bit of an extra trial for me because my immune system is all screwed up thanks to the leukemia. So,
and have you been vaccinated?
I have. Goodness, that was a fight. I got one AstraZeneca shot. I'm waiting for my second.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping to get that, even though for somebody like me, vaccinations are not as effective as they are with other people,
right?
Because you don't have a strong immune system to take advantage of it. So and it's also a bit bad because if I do get something like COVID, you know, I stand a significantly higher chance of just dropping dead than most people. I've got to take care there. But I have a cold right now, so I feel sorry for myself, but mostly it's pretty good.
You seem to have a really good attitude, but that doesn't get you everywhere. I mean, you know, you might be very good at masking your feelings in public.
No, it's what I say in public's pretty much what happens in my head.
Good,
yeah.
To know. I guess I wanted to know also because you're an artist. Did your period of illness affect your artisticness or your ability to sing? And is it still affecting it?
A little bit. I had to lose some work because of treatment, and occasionally, like those neuropathic attacks, they took me out but only for a couple of weeks at a time. So that was unfortunate. I mean, I was even able to, like I said, negotiate my life with a bottle of chemo drugs. Like they give you a medical device in your chest, and they attach. Not everybody gets this, but I've got this. And they every now and then they'll go and get a great big needle and plunge it into your chest and attach a bottle of chemotherapy drugs and make you carry it around for a week or two, which is weird but not unmanageable.
And the way you could graphically describe it like that indicates that it's not too traumatic for you.
Oh, I guess I like to torture other people with it. It's my own way.
All those people who are afraid of needles out there.
you rapidly actually, it's interesting. I was a little afraid of needles. But I quickly lost that fear. There are apparently people out there who never lose their fear of needles, and I feel very bad for them, because to go through that kind of experience and always feel the same fear would be horrible.
I'm a little bit afraid of needles.
get a blood test every single day, and it becomes a bit
cures
more...
Cures you, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you become a bit blasé about it.
I guess that might go for... Does that go for colonoscopies as well?
Colonoscopy's not so bad these days, because they give you drugs. It's weird how they describe it. It doesn't knock you out, but it just surgically removes your memory of it. So
that's probably a good thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So yeah, a lot of procedures which used to be a lot more challenging, now it's just like they never happen for you. So yeah.
So I guess I have a question here. Anything else? Is there anything you want to, or do you have any advice for people who may have be facing the same kind of diagnosis or life challenge right now?
It's always going to be difficult. I guess I handled it in my own way, and some people may need more support than I would have done emotionally. I think perhaps the most important advice is what I've already given, is that for essential care, like cancer treatment, go to the public system, save yourself a bucket of money. You don't need a private bed in a ward I was in a ward for like a week, and so that was really the only difference that I experienced. I saved a bunch of money and I got a lot of really good treatment.
And you kept doing the things that you would normally do during that period?
Yeah, like I said, there were some challenges. I have to be a bit more careful than other people. It's kind of weird, because for a lot of that time, a lot of my work was cancelled anyway because of the pandemic. So it's maybe I don't have a really realistic idea of what it would have been like if I just had the cancer.
Mm. So did you access any support orgs or anything like that while you were going through it?
Candidly, I did go and see a therapist. That was it.
Do you think that helped?
Kind of. I think they thought that I was handling the cancer stuff fairly well. We just chat mostly now. Expensive chats.
Well, that's what it is. Talking therapy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell me? Well, listeners.
Not really. I'm sure I'll think of something 5 minutes after this is over. But that's my experience.
So you're a long time at Triple Z. You've had a lot of musical experience or interest in bands. And certainly I know from your show that you do on the Radio National Radio Network.
Community Radio Network across Australia.
And I guess your shtick is very detailed descriptions of music.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Just off the top of your head, could you give yourself a same very kind of adjective laden description of your attitude to life today?
I am extraordinarily ebullient in the face of life's unending depravity. This is ridiculous. I don't know what I'm doing here. No, I'll save most of the adjectives for describing people's artistic output.
Thank you for doing that. And do you have a musical request?
Oh, a musical request right now.
Goodness. To go with your interview.
To go with... if I'd known that I'd get one, I would have thought of something good. Play something local, some great local music. Actually, you know what? 4000 Records has been putting out just a bunch of my favorite records. They steal all the good music from the other record labels right now. So maybe a bit of that band. I always pronounce them more French than I think they want to be pronounced. Ricard. Which is French for shark. They're a great local post-punk band who sadly just broke up, but at the same time as they broke up, they put out a last record, which is actually called Shark, and it's kind of amazing. So please play that.
Okay, we will do that. Thank you so much for talking to me, Chris.
It's been my pleasure.
Okay.